There are lots of excellent mind mapping or concept mapping applications out there on the web. Memophon offers a slightly different twist in that in order to create your mind map, you work in a textual language environment. When you create your account, you create your first mind map, you're offered two panes. On the left-hand pane is a coding window, a textual input area, and on the right-hand side is the mind map which is created from your textual input. You can see this in real time, so as you add each line of text, you can see how that affects your mind map. So it gives you that immediate visual feedback of what you're writing and how and what's being created as a result of that. There's some basic syntax that obviously you need to know, but there are some very simple visual help instructions to get you up and running very quickly. And it doesn't take long to get that basic syntax to start creating your mind map. And crucially, I think, it encourages experimentation. So you can try adding an extra line and an extra character. What does a hashtag do? What does a double space or a tab key do? How does that affect my mind map? How do I get my mind map to produce a child node? What syntax do I need in order to do that? So it's very much a perhaps coding light, should we say. So if you're trying to introduce your students to coding, this might be a way of doing it, and a completely different way to the more traditional forms that we often see out there. What it also does, of course, is it encourages you to think carefully about the structure of your mind map in advance, because in order to produce it in the way that it's going to convey information, you have to think about the underlying information which is being used and the order and the structure that it has and what syntax you're going to need in order to create that meaning for other people who are going to look at it. There are different ways in which you can share it. You can share it out as a private link or as a public page, or you can keep it private. You can also export it as an offline version, an HTML5, or as OPML. So there are different options there. There are a limited number of themes, so you can give your mind map a different look and feel, but you don't get stretched off into the realm of messing about with all the colours and all of that. It focuses your mind entirely on the map itself and on the underlying coding in order to create it. So quite possibly quite a different way to approach coding and to get students starting thinking about that kind of thing.